It's the most wonderful time of the year. It is very beautiful with all the gift-giving and electrifying light displays. But it's also a mixed-up, highly emotional, economically challenging, and dramatic time. And yes, it's filled with wonder. We wonder, what the heck is going on? Like those crazy Bush tax cuts on the verge of being extended. If that doesn't make you want to holler, I don't know what will. But let us rejoice for the moment, because we've got to do that as well. This is the sixth night of Hanukkah, and there are two more to go, so happy Hanukkah! It falls on the 25th day of the Hebrew month of Kislev. On that day, the Maccabean army reclaimed the Temple of Judea from the Syrians, and in their rededication, they had to light the eternal lamp, but only had enough oil, olive, I suppose, to last one night. The miracle was that the oil lasted 8 days. For me, Hanukkah is about being with the family. The delicious, anti-nutritious food, the singing of songs, lighting candles. The first night I lit the candles by myself and sang the prayer. I closed my eyes, Baruch Atah Adonai, and instantly I could see my deceased mother and father's faces flickering in the candlelight, and I bawled. It was truly a religious experience. This year, I couldn't find the menorah at first, so we had to improvise with a banana. On the fourth night, after searching high and low, we ended up with two menorahs and celebrated with 4 Native Americans, 5 Central Americans, 3 agnostics, 2 pagans, and 1 Jew. That was me. Then yesterday, I was completely possessed by the spirit of my mother. I put on a bathrobe that looked remarkably like one of hers and spent 4 hours in the kitchen making stuffed cabbage, chopped chicken livers, and potato latkes. I got out the old-fashioned stand-up grater and grated the potatoes and onions by hand, being very careful not to grate my knuckles like I did as a kid helping my mother in the kitchen. And I cried. Yeah, those damn onions. It's that time of the year for me, happiness and sorrow colliding into a spontaneous outburst of tears. Like tomorrow, which is Pearl Harbor Day, a day that will live in terrible infamy. The infamy for me is that my daughter was born that day and will be 23. Her terrific beauty and enormous humor is a gift to the whole world and was witnessed by a good chunk of it this past year as she traveled through 12 countries in her banana suit, accompanied by her gorilla friend. The sensation of watching my child mature into a natural comedian and wander happily into the world is a tearjerker for me. I'm so proud. I'm blessed, lucky to feel so much. To me, it is the richness of life, the breathtaking emotional roller coaster of being alive and loving so deeply. On that note, Wednesday, the world will remember the assassination of John Lennon 30 years ago. I am still grieving his murder and wept openly watching the film Imagine playing over and over this weekend as a tribute to his life. How apropos in a time of such darkness and continuous war, we recall his magnificent light and know we are more in need than ever for a voice as powerful and meaningful as his to unite the world with songs of peace and justice. Symbols, metaphors, deeper meanings, the realm of December Sagittarius. I'm surrounded by them. Thursday is my wife's birthday, and Sagittarians are ruled by Jupiter, the king of gods. She, as well as most Sages, are huge in their presence. They're expansive, truth-seekers, philosophers, generous, and have an insatiable wanderlust. And it is my great fortune to be in such close company, for to celebrate the birth of my wife and daughter, we are off to the wild blue yonder to the jungles of Costa Rica. Costa Rica, a welcome relief from the good old USA, enjoyed first place last year on the Happy Planet Index, measuring its well-being in part by its devotion to ecological sustainability, the indigenous population's well-being, and of course, joy. The United States was 114th in the index, 2 below the Republic of Congo. I feel it is highly auspicious and symbolic of our quest for peace and equality in this world to seek out adventure in one of the happiest places on Earth. Costa Ricans have enjoyed stability and very little hostility since 1948, have no standing army, and have now elected a woman for president, Laura Chinchilla, who hails from the party of the previous president, Oscar Arias, who, unlike our president, won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the 1980s to end Central America's wars. Inspiring, isn't it? And it is with this respect, curiosity, and intention that we leave this country at the darkest time, the winter solstice, where Barack Obama, who promised us the light of change and hope, is about to cave into fear, make the rich richer, the poor poorer, and the wars war. Bah humbug. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at sherryglazer.net.